Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ray Kugel reporting. Saudi Arabia severs diplomatic ties with Iran. It came less than a day after demonstrators in the Iranian capital stormed the Saudi embassy to protest Riyadh's execution of a prominent Shiite cleric. Saudi Foreign Minister Adel al-Jubeir announced the move Sunday, saying that all Iranian diplomats must leave the country within 48 hours. The move caps a rapidly worsening diplomatic crisis that erupted Saturday, shortly after Saudi officials announced the execution of Sheikh Nimr al-Nimr, a prominent Shiite cleric of Saudi Arabia's ruling royal family. 46 others were also executed in the kingdom Saturday, triggering international outrage and warnings of grave repercussions for the Saudi royal family. The U.S. State Department said Washington will continue to urge leaders across the region to take affirmative steps to calm tensions. Five suicide bombers from the Islamic State group attacked an Iraqi military base north of Baghdad Sunday, killing at least 12 members of the security forces and wounding 20 others. Islamic State claimed responsibility for the blasts. A strong 6.7 magnitude earthquake shook remote northeastern India before dawn Monday near the borders with Bangladesh and Myanmar. Early reports say some buildings were damaged, at least two dead and dozens injured. The quake was centered about 30 kilometers northwest of the city of Imphal. The United States is criticizing Rwandan President Paul Kagame's decision to seek a third term in 2017, calling it deeply disappointing. The State Department said Mr. Kagame is, in its words, ignoring an opportunity to solidify democratic institutions in Rwanda. This is VOA News. A video circulated Sunday purporting to show an Islamic State execution of five men it said were spying for Britain in Syria. The 10-minute film depicted the men allegedly confessing to espionage, filming and photographing the location of militants in exchange for money in Raqqa, the northern Syrian capital of Islamic State's self-declared caliphate. U.S. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump is dismissing his appearance on a recruitment video made by the Somali militant group Al-Shabaab. In the video, Mr. Trump is shown at a campaign rally last month reading a statement calling on the United States government to ban Muslims from entering the country. He defended his comments Sunday on the CBS News program Face the Nation.
The world is talking about what I've said, and now big parts of the world are saying Trump is really right, at least identifying what's going on. And we have to solve it.
Mr. Trump made the call for a ban in response to the deadly attack on a state government facility in San Bernardino, California, last month, carried out by a Muslim husband and wife couple who investigators say had been radicalized. Unidentified militants tried to storm the Indian consulate in the northern Afghan city of Mazar-e-Sharif Sunday as gunfire and rocket-propelled grenades rocked the surrounding area. No details about casualties or damage were available, and there's been no claim of responsibility for the attack. The battle for control of an Indian airbase near the Pakistan border entered a second night Sunday, more than 36 hours after the compound came under attack. Authorities say at least seven troops and four gunmen had been killed by nightfall, with 12 others wounded. The attack on the Pathankot airbase erupted before dawn Saturday. An Israeli court indicted two Jewish militants for an arson attack on a Palestinian home last July that killed a toddler and his parents. The assailants allegedly threw firebombs into the West Bank home as the family slept. Robert Berger reports.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has vowed zero tolerance for Jewish terrorism. He told the cabinet that Israel is a state of law that will enforce the law against all perpetrators of violence and murder. Nevertheless, Palestinians believe the case exhibits an Israeli double standard. They say Palestinian assailants are quickly apprehended by Israeli security forces, while Jewish militants have carried out attacks for years with virtual impunity. Robert Berger, Jerusalem.
President Obama returned to Washington Sunday with his family after a two-week holiday vacation in the U.S. Pacific state of Hawaii, where he was born. Mr. Obama plans to immediately impose new controls on gun sales. I'm Ray Kugel in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.